This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're about to start in Revelation chapter 18 here on WGOD Radio. Prior to getting started, let me just get out a little basic information on this ministry. To hear more programs, to hear some of my Sunday sermons or other teachings in this book or other books, there's a variety of different ways of doing that. One is you can go to WGODontheair.net. There's a link on there that says prior podcasts. And if you click on there and click on the link on there, that'll take you to over 5 years worth of programs for you to download and listen to at your convenience. I encourage you, study the Word with me and with us. The Lord's given me a definite message for today, and that is, I believe He's coming back soon. That's my understanding of that message. Is I believe God's going to hold me accountable for sharing with you the possibility, and I think probability, that He's going to come back in your lifetime. I believe and teach this way that He's coming back on my shift, so to speak. And if I'm wrong, I can handle that when I die. I've got other problems of my own, but I believe He's coming back on my shift. And I teach that way, and I expect Him to hold me accountable. Esposito, did you warn people I was coming back in your lifetime? And my answer to that's going to be, yes, Lord. Yes. I believe you're going to see this fulfilled in your life. Now, the good thing about all that would be this, and that's found in the Gospel of John, chapter 11, where Jesus said, He said to Martha, He said, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said to Him, I know he'll rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Now, what comes along with the Lord coming back in your lifetime is this, and that is the simple little fact that the generation that's alive when He comes back will never die. You know, this is one of the things on my bucket list. You know what bucket list is, right? Things you want to do before you die. Well, the number one thing on my bucket list is not dying. And that's not far-reaching. That's a fact for some generation. Don't know who it is. I believe it's might not be me. I might not live long enough for this program to air. Very well could be my generation, though. It still goes on. I'm 51 years old. There's one generation that's not ever going to die because the Lord's going to come back in it. I believe that's us. Now, we're in Revelation chapter 11. I say that all because I ask you the question, are you looking for His return? Let's cut to the chase. Hebrews 9:28 says He's coming a second time apart from sin, meaning He's not coming again as a little baby. No one's going to spit in His eye. He's not going to be at the mercy of anyone. He's coming back a second time. The other book says in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on all that do not know God or obey the gospel. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, Hebrews 9:28. He's coming back apart from sin a second time unto all them that look for him. Is that you? Are you looking for him? Are you looking for his return? Now, let me get started here in Revelation chapter 18. This is where we left off, the end of chapter 17. I really didn't have much to add to that. And let's pick it up here, chapter 18, verse 1. Now, after these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. Let me read that out of the King James. It says, he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Imagine this. Now, we're looking at here the fall of Babylon. Now, we don't quite understand this because we don't see the significance of Babylon here today. Now, Babylon, as I said before in a prior program, Babylon, I believe, means either two things. Sometimes the early Christian church used Babylon as a code word for Rome. And you can read some of that. Well, you can read where Peter said at the end of his first letter, chapter 5, verse 13, he said, those from Babylon greet you. Now, we believe that he was in Rome, him and his wife, and that was a key. That was what he meant by that. A cryptic, not so cryptic, something that the other believers understood. Babylon meant Rome. Now, I believe, though, that Babylon is Babylon. This goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 11. And when Nimrod was building that tower and God came down and confused their language and stopped the building of that tower that was going to reach up to heaven to throw God down, to lift up man over God ultimately, and God stopped that and stopped them working on that, sent them out north, south, east, and west and confused their speech so that they couldn't understand each other. That's, again, Genesis chapter 11. Now, Babylon goes all the way back then. It was the start of idol worship. And there's been a history of Babylon all throughout time, all throughout the Old Testament. You can read it. The dreaded Babylonians and Babylon. To the New Testament, you really don't hear much about it. Now, just recently, Saddam Hussein was attempting to rebuild Babylon. He was infatuated by King Nebuchadnezzar and was rebuilding Babylon. So we believe that Babylon's going to be rebuilt again and is going to become the center for idol worship, just like they tried all those years ago to make it just that, and God stopped them. Apparently this time, God's not going to stop them. Sometimes God doesn't stop evil. Have you noticed that? Because he lets it run its course. I mean, that's what he does. We all have a free will. You've got a free will to do what you're going to do. And he lets evil sometimes run its course. We don't understand that. You know, bad things happen to good people too. When the Apostle Paul was an unbeliever and still by the name of Saul, it said they laid their jackets at the feet of a young man named Saul, and Saul consented to the death of Christians. And as a result of that, the gospel spread north, south, east, and west. And as a result of Paul's sin, the gospel spread to the known world back then, all because of that. You see, God can take even that. He can take even the sin that you commit and the bad things and turn them around for good. Let me encourage you today with that fact of the operation of God. Have you done something really bad? Something that you just don't think you can be forgiven of? Again, let me encourage you. Some of the greatest victories I personally have had has been as a result or through the mercy and through the grace of God of turning a bad thing in my life around for good. Because that's what he does for his people, for his children. God loves you. God will take the bad that you do. He'll take the mistakes that you have made and turn them around for good. Is that where you find yourself today? Why don't you stop and repent of what it is, the sin you've committed, the missing the mark that you have done and you have committed against God? Stop, repent, turn back to God, leave your sin behind, turn and repent of the sins you've committed, turn back to God, and let God work it out for good. Like he promises in his word, all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are the called according to his purpose. And if your name's written in the book of life, that's you, friend. The called is you. And God can take even your mistakes and the worst things that have happened to you, same as Joseph, same as Job, same as countless other brothers and sisters in the faith, turn them around for good. Now, here in this Babylon, we see, now, I believe, as I said, this is literal Babylon, and the NIV here says that this Babylon has become a home for demons and a haunt for every evil spirit and a haunt for every unclean and detestable bird. So, my advice to you here today, friends, is no matter what you hear or read, do not buy a condo in Babylon. Stay out of Babylon. Believe me, you're not going to like your neighbors here. You know, talk about bad neighbors. You have bad neighbors today. People have bad neighbors all the time, just right here in Florida. But talk about bad neighbors. This has become a haunt for every evil and wicked spirit, hated, unclean, and detestable bird. Stay, Pastor Paul Esposito's advice to you, friend, stay out of Babylon. Don't get into the real estate business in that town, because everyone's going to be into the real estate business there. It's going to be the place where everything is hopping. And now here in this chapter 18, here coming up this week, here really tomorrow, we're going to see the destruction in 1 hour of this modern day Las Vegas, you see, where everything's happening. All the money's going to end up, all the rich folk, they're all going to be buying up condos in Babylon. And I say, stay out of Babylon. Don't buy any real estate there. Might seem crazy today. It's a piece of flat land today with nothing going on, but it's not always going to be that way. Let's stay out of Babylon. It's a place for every evil and wicked spirit, a home for demons and a haunt for every evil spirit, unclean and detestable bird. Not understood today, but it'll be much understood here coming up here in the future. We're out of time. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.